Hey, welcome back. It's BFM. My name's Johnny. To my left is Big Hungry, and to my right is Frazee Ford.
What a treat.
Hello.
What a little early Tuesday afternoon treat for everybody. Thank you so much for popping up. Now, you are playing the Tuning Fork tonight.
Yeah.
Cool. But you found a time in the day to pop up and see us. Much appreciated.
We've had a full day. We climbed the Mount Eden volcano. We've done a lot today.
I don't know if I'd say climbed. No, I know for a fact it's a paved road.
Right. Okay, we scrambled up the side. Do you see this dress I'm in?
Oh, that's
and these shoes, we scrambled up in our heels.
It's good to slide down on like an advertising on like a real estate board or something.
Exactly.
Straight for the hills because you're Canadians. Perfect.
We're tough like that.
Did you enjoy the view of the city?
Oh my god.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh wow. It's really
a lot of volcanoes though. It's kind of creepy if you think about it.
I know. I'm like, aren't you guys worried about them blowing?
We're all about impending doom here. Yeah. That's why our songs are so mellow.
Now, have you just come off the back of a little Australian tour?
Yeah, we're kind of actually in the middle of an Australian tour, heading back.
So tomorrow. You're heading back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. How's it been so far?
It's been so fun. It's a really fast-paced tour, so we've been to like 5 cities in 6 days, and then we'll do 5 more.
It's great how New Zealand's just a little city on a run of Australian
tour. We would like to come here more, but somehow it's just like...
I think it's a lot harder in New Zealand to organize a tour because everything's a little bit smaller and you've got to ring these people that like don't answer their phone and shit. Yeah,
you got to use a landline.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, you're sort of touring on the back of, is it Indian Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that album, it's a couple years old now. It's an album I did that's a collaboration with Al Green's backing band.
Holy hell.
Holy
so
moly.
It's the old guys we recorded in that studio, and right after we finished the recording, the guitar player passed away. It's
Oh, powerful.
So that's like...
What was the experience like of recording with, like, I guess, essentially... a band with a legacy like that, with a huge reputation. Is it intimidating do you learn a lot doing something like that?
You know, they were so cool, and I think that I've been obsessed with everything that they do for as long as I've been making music. So they got right away that everyone in my band was just completely sort of in awe of what they did, but it was intimidating. Mm. It kind of gave me writer's block for about a year.
Wow.
So there was a span between when I started and when I finished, trying to figure out like what I was going to do with this project. But eventually I just realized I needed to write how I normally write, and that they were supportive of almost anything I did. Mm-hmm. And they were very excited. They had always wanted to collaborate with... Because back in the 60s, there was all this folk and soul collaborations that happened.
Right.
And they had always wanted to try it out. So they were... It was really exciting for both of us, too. And these guys are brothers that have played together for 40 years, and there's just something so crazy about what they do together.
Mm-hmm. It's cool how they're just looking for another way to... stay inspired as well.
Well,
like,
yeah.
To try something
all new. That music they did was completely innovative of that time. Mm. It wasn't sort of stuck in any kind of mold. And they like to innovate and collaborate as much as anyone else. So.
Sweet.
With like that recording process, which is kind of over a couple of years, are you going back? Was the studio's in Memphis?
Mm-hmm, yeah, Memphis.
So are you going back and forward from wherever you are on the road to Memphis, or have you done a body of work that you then just sort of chip away at?
We did the initial recordings in Memphis, and then it was kind of a collaboration between the studio back in Vancouver and the musicians that I work with a lot, and then I took some of those musicians back and forth to Memphis, and we would use, you know, and it was also kind of just this coming together of like, what could this sound be? And it took a while to kind of sort through like what was going to work and what wasn't going to work. But yeah, it was a collaboration between kind of cities, basically.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey, listen, we don't hold you up too much longer. I see you holding a guitar and everything. you've had a chord struck for a while. Capo's on.
I'm trying to remember. It's kind of complicated chords on this
song.
Oh,
God. should we kick straight into one as well? You've brought along a backing singer as well.
Yes, this is Caroline Ballhorn.
Caroline, I'll just give you this red mic. Sorry, everybody, for the weird sounds. There you go. You can drop that around there. It's totally normal. That gets around there. This one.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Technical.
High fidel.
Cool.
Turn that off.
Sweet.
Yeah, if you're happy, I'm happy.
I'm cool. This is a song called Three Golden Trees.
Mm-hmm.
could carry me up and over the water in a white dress covered in rust, and I folded onto your shoulder all through the flood.
That was very, very nice.
Thank you.
Beaut singing there.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Now, a bit earlier off air, you were saying something about you're in the middle of recording a whole lot of new material at the moment.
Yeah, I've been writing a lot, and we've actually been debuting a lot of new songs on tour, which I don't normally do, kind of test them out on the road, but it's been really fun. So
you said you had a D'Angelo cover.
Yes.
How did you come up with doing a D'Angelo cover? How did that happen?
I love D'Angelo so much.
Okay, well, that explains it. There you go.
But we did, we happened to be performing in Holland in Utrecht, and he happened to be playing at the same venue downstairs. And when we finished our set, we ran down and saw his show, and it was life-changing. And then I found out we have the same birthday, and now I know for sure he's my soulmate. And so I kind of like trying to reach out to him by covering his song.
I love it. It's like Field of Dreams kind
of
stuff.
I'm like flirting with him by trying to cover it. Like, am I going to have to do a whole cover album of D'Angelo's songs?
Nice.
If so, everyone, who it is,
John? Who's here right now?
Oh, so we got Frazee Ford here.
There you go.
Obviously, talking about her fandom for D'Angelo.
Yeah.
If you do a cover like that and you release it, do you have to get like clearance and what's the process?
You have to talk with D'Angelo.
Yeah, I would hope, but no, you actually don't. And anybody could cover any song. Yeah. I think. Occasionally people say don't cover my song, but I don't think they can stop you. You just pay them, like they get the royalty basically. Mm. So that's how it works.
So can we squeeze one more out of you?
Sure.
Out of that lovely Takamine guitar.
How about you got religion?
Let me just move this mic again. I'm going to turn it off so it's not as painful for everybody. There we go.
All right. This is called, are we ready?
I am.
You got religion.
Moves you, and it moves you, moves you.
We usually play that with a band and horns and everything. Oh, really? So we're like, okay.
Let me guess, the horns come in when it's like, and it moves.
Yeah, it does. Man. Yeah, it does.
Man, that was soul food. Thank you so much. Frazee Ford, in, live in studio, playing Tuning Fork tonight. Mm-hmm. Correct, John? I looked to you for support there.
One night only in New Zealand?
Yes, one night only this time.
Along with Garrett Cato?
Yeah.
Kicking off at 7 p.m.?
Something like that.
And going on until about 10. But yeah, get on down to the Tuning Fork. It's always a nice pleasure down there. And it's a good sound for that venue. So
Cool. We're
excited. Thank you so much for coming up.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on.